Hi, my name's Rich. You can find more of my stories under My Arrows 333. In fact, the nickname My Arrows was meant to be spoken by a woman's lips, so it'll sound much better coming from you than to have me say it. I'd like to share with you a story today. My Arrows number 63. A little treat. Tonight, I've got a little treat planned for you. You sounded a little strained on the phone earlier, and I'm waiting for you when you get home. I meet you at the door, and as you're taking off your shoes and voicing your frustrations, I'm just standing there, listening to you. I could sense that today just wasn't a good day for you. So I prepared a little something. You go to slip out of your clothes from today as I go into the bathroom. You hear me running the water in there for a little while, and I walk out wearing a swimsuit, and I've got a towel neatly folded over my left arm. You give me a raised eyebrow and silent question as to what I'm up to. I just smile my goofy grin and usher you into the bathroom. You first see the flickering of the wide candles that I've arranged by the sink. Then you notice the bathtub loaded with bubbles. You look back at me with a tired smile, and I dip my head down quickly once and wink at you with a reassuring smile. I see you loosen a little bit at that, and you start shrugging out of your clothes. I'm quick with my hands and take over the task as I whisper into your ear that tonight is full serve. Everything's taken care of. I take my time. Piece by piece, you become naked before me in the candlelight. You're looking down at me now, and your smile is certainly looking better already. Okay, into the tub with you now. You ease back into the bubbles, delighting in the sensations of the little poppings and the feeling of warm foam hugging at your body in a way that slightly tickles. I got the temperature just the way you like it. Hey, I've been taking notes. You actually sigh as you come to rest in the water. As you reach for the soap, I beat you to it. Full serve means just that, I tell you with a wink. I wet my hands in the water and lightly sprinkle droplets across your shoulders and breasts with my fingertips. Then I cup my hands in the tub and come up with a larger amount of water and pour it across your shoulders, down your neck, down your back. I bet that feels nice. You close your eyes to revel in the feeling. You can hear the trickling of the water and that light sound of the foamy bubbles disappearing around you. You can even smell something pleasant, although you can't quite tell if it's from the type of candles or something I've poured in the water. But it's faint enough to tease you, and somehow you like the subtle scent of it. You hear wet, sloppy sounds and peek through one eye to see me lathering up my hands with the soap. I think I just heard you giggle, but maybe not. My warm, soapy hands start working hard, slippery circles across the back of your neck. I feel the tension running out, melting, and I hear you sigh a little as you feel it going as well. I'm working two strong fingers up and down under your hair at the base of your skull, while my other hand moves across soft, soapy shoulders. If you were a cat, I swear you'd be purring. Your eyes both open, and you see me smiling down at you as my fingers work pure magic down your back and across your collar line. Your eyes are half-lidded, so this must be having some pleasurable effect on you. I lift your closest leg out of the suds, and the water just slides down your leg in rivers. I'd imagine that tickles as well. I slip your ankle into the crook of my elbow to hold it there, as my fingers firmly work the lather up and down your leg. As my stroking comes higher up your thigh, your eyes widen, and I think I almost got scolded for a second there, before you slide further down into the water. I'm working the inside of your thigh, then under it, now the outer thigh, and coming around again, I notice your eyes closed once more. I work back down, giving your calf a good workout with my thumbs, then further down to your ankle. Then, I'm slipping my fingers wetly around your toes, across your sole, tickling across the top, then firmly again. I slowly lower your leg back into the water, and reach for the other one, glancing at you to make sure you're still enjoying the tender loving care. Are you? I'm reaching across now, my dry hand anchored to the far edge of the tub, with your ankle resting comfortably on top of my wrist. That keeps your leg from falling in, as well as keeps me from toppling in with you as well. Oh, but you'd like that, wouldn't you? Me too. My soapy hand slides up and down the reverse of the other leg. Starting with your toes, I'll get them nice and relaxed across your smooth ankle, up your calf. I'm firmly grasping your knee now, over and under. You feel the heat from my hands, and I can feel your cooling skin where I've raised it out of the water. My hand moves over and down your leg now, running down to your thigh. I catch the sound of a little moan, and I'm not sure if it was yours or mine. I know I'm certainly enjoying this. You seem to just be really getting into the soapy massage when I'm lowering your leg back into the suds. You're about to open your eyes and say something to me when you feel both hands lathered up, starting on the front of both shoulders. I catch a little grin as my hands bring their magic down a little lower. It's a good thing your eyes are closed so you can't see what this is doing to the front of my swimsuit. The sight of you and the feel of your body under the loving hands. Oh, it all has me nearly hypnotized. I refocus as my right hand catches the swell of your breast. This time we both give a little sigh. Soft hands work lightly across both breasts now, squeezing, kneading, stroking. The joy I get out of handling them is increased somehow by the feel of them both under my slick hands. You arch your back just a little to press into my palms, and I'm teasing at your nipples now. Both at once slip through my fingers as I tweak them. The soap makes them pop easily out of my grasp in a way that both disappoints you and yet somehow heightens the unique sensation of this nipple play. It feels like everything that I am is concentrated in my hands right now. And your smile is full. Your smile is for me, and you're telling me I'm creating it. And that is the moment I live for the most. At long last, my hands creep downwards across your torso, meeting near your navel, crossing each other back and forth, back and forth. They play in the foam as they journey down. At last, they touch the water, and although the soap is disappearing from them, they continue to move almost the same way from the water's natural lubrication. Perhaps they grasp a little more firmly, or seem to cling slightly, but they still move smoothly. Your hips, can they feel my fingers now? Can your sweet thighs feel the touch of my soft fingers? Your smile fills me. I give you some more water cupped in my hands. It sluices down across your neck and shoulders, rinsing away the soap. I dip down again, coming up with more water for your torso. My eyes follow the path of the splashes in the candlelight. I dip my hands beneath the foam yet again, but this time they stay there and move across both thighs. You feel my lips kissing at your wet throat, then up and across to that little spot just behind your earlobe. I feel a slight tremor run through you, and my hands grasp firmly at your thighs as I move back around to kiss you lightly, 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 then fully. I hear the breath coming hard from your nostrils as you kiss me passionately. My fingers are ever busy the whole time that we kiss, and I can feel your moans in my mouth, taste them on my tongue. I'd say your day is looking up. My hands busy themselves between your legs, softly, firmly, across, circles, strokes, up, down, softly. Your own hands are grasping at my shoulders in urgency. They pull me to yourself, holding me close. A large shudder runs through you, long and hard. And in your excitement, you pull me right into the tub on top of you. So, is it my turn now? Or would you rather I continued? The choice is yours, for tonight is your full serve night, remember?